This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the last 5 minutes of this week with yours truly. And you get 2 hours and 5 minutes with Jake Bakoven. You got Bak of the Black Shirt coming up after this program. We have a caller on the line before we bring him on. He's a former Husker and NFL player. You might know I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery do start at home. Make sure you team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure that you add a Culligan reverse osmosis. It's like bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste and is certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAs. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month. For your first 3 months, schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go Big Red. All right, we got a caller on the line. So I've already said, if it's a question that's a tough one, I'm throwing it to Jake. If it's one I like, I'll answer it. But go ahead.
All right, Alex, you're on with this. Alex, how's it going today?
Good. How are you guys?
Life is glorious. All right, my man, what's your question here?
Adam, I got a question about eligibility. I saw today that Ole Miss's quarterback got granted a 6-year. I know back in the day when I played, I feel like I lost a year of eligibility, but do you think the years of eligibility are getting kind of ridiculous, or should these be granted is my question.
Dude, that is a great question. And yeah, Trinidad Chambliss, this legit might have, this alters the national championship picture, by the way. He's that type of player. Ole Miss is that type of team. They're a good team without him, and I don't know who their next quarterback would be without him, but with him, they're immediately a top five, top 10 college football playoff national contending team. So he was granted an extra year of eligibility yesterday. He had been denied prior, and really, of all the big names that had asked for an extra year, I'm just trying to catch folks up to speed who may not be up to date on the situation. He was really the only one told no. Pretty much, for the most part, everyone else was told yes. I saw the clips. I didn't watch a ton of them yesterday, but the one I did see was him being asked, why should you get another year of eligibility? He said, I should get 4 years to play college football. It's literally in the NCAA laws and then in their rules, laws, or whatever. And that's ultimately what got the judge to say, you're going to get an extra year. Now, it's about JUCO years don't count. For a while, we had the COVID years, and I was kind of waiting to get past all the COVID extra eligibility years. But now, it is the way it is because college football, the revenue, and the way the players get paid, the better players that you can keep in your league, college football is its own league. The longer you can keep them there, the more eyeballs you're – like, I'm more tuned into Ole Miss right now going forward because of Trinidad. They're going to make more money because other people are like me. So your question is, are the eligibility rules getting out of control? The answer is yes. Do I think it's actually bad for college football? No, because you're going to keep better players like Carson Beck. Deshaun Singleton, our best defensive player, came back last year. Was literally training for the NFL, came back. It's going to make college football better from a viewership perspective because you're going to have more recognizable names in the game longer, which makes it more entertaining, more fun to watch, more revenue is going to be made. And I personally enjoy it more. Now, if you ask me what's right, no. No, I think guys are playing too long. But the college football, they don't care about that. They care about how they make more money. The bigger, the better, the more recognizable names you have, the more money they're going to make. And I think that's why it's happening. What say you on this, Jake? And does that make sense, what I just diatribed right there?
No, absolutely. And I think that's been a big part of it. You know, it is, you know, we even saw a player here, a Montana linebacker, get a 9th-year eligibility.
Oh, wow. I missed that.
Yeah. Jeez. But, I mean, he sat out 4 years, some sort of years. I try to add him up now, due to injury. So, you know, it just kind of depends on the way you look at it. Certainly, I mean, I think, like you said, I think the COVID year, it's just so strange because it didn't count yet. We had championships. You know, it wasn't a full season, but a lot of teams played a lot of their games, you know? So yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just, it's hard to see anybody challenging the NCAA these days, whether it be JUCO years or injury years, or getting them back. So it's shocking to see anybody lose any of that. Cole and Jay did want to ask you specifically about Carson Beck. Says, I want to know how Adam feels about a college football player competing in the national championship game who hadn't been in classes for 2 years. Mm. So that's a different dynamic.
So again, this, it's going to be two different answers. My answer for is it more entertaining, ergo does it make college football from a viewership perspective better, having a guy like Carson Beck in college? It does. Do I believe that's what's right? No. But then we're pretending that these are still student athletes. And some of them are. Many of them are not. It's kind of like college basketball. When they went to one and done, these guys weren't student athletes anymore. Some of them. Some of them are. And some of the teams that make deep runs in March in the NCAA tournament, they're some of the teams with third, fourth, dare I say, fifth-year players, guys who redshirted. And that's how you go deep. But a lot of these guys are one and done. They're out. And they're not all that interested in going to class because they really just want to get to the NBA. And I get that. I understand that from that perspective. Do I think it's right? No, I really don't. I also know the powers that be don't care. And if I just talk about it from a college football fan perspective, it actually makes the game more entertaining. Doesn't make it right, but it makes it more entertaining to watch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious weekend. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.